Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Some people are wondering, they're trying to contact me. A, they're wondering why I won't respond to email. Again, I have no access to email because the entire network for me, well, not for everybody, right? You still have email access. I just don't, right? You're still up, right?
People really want to send the show an email, they can just send it to Noah at KPRZ.com.
Yeah, Noah at KPRZ.com. But anyway, outside of that, so I have no access. I can't respond to any of that in any capacity. But I will tell you this. I am able to see the weather, and the weather's looking nicer than it was an hour ago. So I'll give it props. Props to weather.
A little cooler than yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday was warm, huh? We took that dog out to the dog park on Sunday. So we went to church, and then we took the dog out to the dog park. My dog is getting older. He is not able to run, and then there's something else that's happening. I used to be able to throw a ball really far. I mean, it was kind of like a half athlete kind of guy. So I could throw it, 60-plus yards. Guess what I can't do anymore?
Throw the ball 60-plus
yeah,
yards?
Yeah, something like that. And so when I went to throw it, my arm kind of went with the ball, but it stayed attached at the shoulder. And then kind of throbbed to the side. And then instead of telling anybody, hey, I just threw my arm out, I just kind of walked away humbly as the ball did not make the normal distance. So I got up at 5 this morning and went to the gym thinking that would help me, right? I'm dying. I'm right here. I'm dying. Right now I'm like, what do I need? A nap. That's what I need. I need Jesus to come back right now or a nap. One of those two. Anyway, we're doing a show, so we should probably do that. Traffic's starting to pick up a little bit on the freeway, so be aware of that. Also, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. So you are welcome to do that as well. Always a good thing. A couple things to tell you real quickly, historically, because we haven't had a chance to do any of our history. I did want everybody to know that in this day in 1967, Snoopy and Charlie Brown of the comic strip Peanuts made the cover of Life magazine on this day. So if you're a Snoopy/Charlie Brown fan, that kind of be nice. Now, for many people, you understand that today is St. Patrick's Day, which for some people is either corned beef or spiritual or not spiritual. I mean, is it?
Dave, I'll be right back. I'm trying to book our guest patio furniture.
Okay. Everybody's a comedian in radio. In lieu of that, I thought I'd go over a couple other things that are along with St. Patrick's Day. I mean, this is a piece of information you may not know, but the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in New York City, the first one, 1762. Wow, that's pretty impressive. 1776, on this date, British forces evacuated Boston during the Revolutionary War. Okay. On this day in 1969, one of my favorites, and it doesn't matter, you and I can disagree about this philosophically all day long, Golda Meir was sworn in as the Prime Minister of Israel, one of the few women leaders in the span of 30, 40 years, Margaret Thatcher being another one, but Golda Meir was one of the few people. If you remember, when Golda Meir was sworn in 1969, a little history lesson, 1972, that Munich disaster happened in Germany where they killed the Israeli athletes. Remember that? Well, Golda Meir was the one that authorized the response. That's all I'm going to say. If you don't know what that is, I can't help you with that. I thought that was kind of interesting. Also, on this day, ironically, this is the day that President Bush delivered an ultimatum to Saddam Hussein on this day in 2003, saying, get out or die, basically. And here's the last piece of information you don't know about today. Today is not just St. Patrick's Day. You know what else it is? It's Submarine Day. Did you know that? Submarine Day. Here it is. Submarine Day is celebrated on a day that John Philip Holland, an Irish engineer, successfully demonstrated his submarine called the Holland 6. And after he did that demonstration, the United States Navy Department purchased many a submarine.
I thought it was called the Loch Ness.
What? No, no, that's my brother's friend. That one person. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not supposed to say stuff like that. Okay, we're supposed to be nicer, kinder, and gentler. Really? Is that what I got to be?
That's not as fun.
Well, it's not as honest, but that's okay. Anyway, I've got to, like, what do I got? I know. And when I'm supposed to be kinder and gentler, I'm really working on that. People are like, what are you doing? It's Monday. You should be all so serious. Well, that could be half the reason why everybody hates a Monday. Because you get in on Monday and it's like, ugh, back to the dust with thee. Yeah, that I like. That I relate to that. I understand that. Although I was reading today in the Kings, I don't know if you ever read Kings before or not, but if you read Kings, you read the history of Israel. Do you think we got problems? You should see what those guys did. Yikes. You think healthcare is the biggest issue of the world? Uh-huh. Try letting any person who wants to become priestess, priest or priestess to represent God, even if they didn't believe in God. Oh, wait. Our government did do that. Sorry. Oh, I missed that. What's my time frame here? Because I don't want to burn the bridge because I got DDD that's really, really
intense. David Spoon, you have 2 minutes. David Spoon, you have 2 minutes.
Wow. That sounds like I only have 2 minutes.
David Spoon, you have 1 minute, 45 seconds.
Wow. That doesn't sound like I have enough time. I'm going to do the most political DDD we've ever done here. What? I'm going to do that. Hopefully today. I'm going to do that, but I will tell you this before by way of exit. I was given a blog sheet from Professor X, and it says the most wonderful thing. It says the best compliment you can give or get. Ready for the best compliment you can give or get? It's not, man, you're looking thin. I know everybody wants it to be that, but it's not. It's this compliment. You're a good man. You're a good woman. You're a good person. You're a good friend. Okay, now I love that because of this. They're not saying you're a good person in the sense that you qualify morally. You're just a good person. Just a good person to hang out with, to know, to engage with. If something's going wrong, I think I can talk to you. That's a tremendous compliment to receive. It's even more powerful of a compliment to give. If you have somebody in your life, if it's your wife or your husband or your children or your friends, your coworkers, your mom or your dad, hey, let them know they're doing a good job. If your dad did a good job and he's your protector, you tell him, hey, dad, you're a good dad. That's such a powerful compliment. Such life we can speak if we decide to. Such encouragement we can give if we decide to. Such hope we can bring by our words. Such discouragement we can give by never acknowledging. So if you've got a great spouse or great kids, I mean, no, you got great kids, right? They're just like, to you, they're the best, right?
They're the best kids in the world.
All right, you go home today, tell them. Say, you know what? I just want you guys to know. I'm just going to tell you this right now. You guys, you're good kids. If you tell them that, that's a great, a blessing. Use that, people. Use that. I mean, I've got a good wife. I got good children. I got a kind of a goofy dog, so I'm not going to use it for the dog. But I've got a good wife, and I've got good children. Okay, I got a good dog, too. Okay. They're good, man. They're good. God's good to me. But don't go with Johnny Appleseed on me. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a DDD that's going to make you go wowza.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Buying a new car can be a very stressful experience. TrueCar.com can help. They have the most comprehensive new car pricing information available to make sure you never overpay. Save time, money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Do you own rental properties in California or out of state? Have you been thinking about getting into real estate investing but don't know where to start? Hi, this is JK. My investment club, Lady Landlords of San Diego and now of Orange County, is the place for you. First, don't let the name fool you. Lady Landlords is a group for both gentlemen and ladies who want to get information on current real estate trends, attend educational workshops, and find the best investment opportunities. Our mission is to assist our members in achieving their real estate investment goals. Call me at 619-550-7011 for more information. Call now for details on special discounts like free entry into our next monthly meeting, 10% off the next buying tour, plus throw your name into the drawing for a free annual membership. Call 619-550-7011. That's 619-550-7011 or go to ladylandlords.com for more information.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park. Talk about the D word.
Now, let's face it, Tony. A lot of people don't want to talk about the D word. You know, they don't want to talk about death at all, right?
Exactly. They think that the D word is a bad word. People are now opening up, even younger. In the 40s, people are talking about pre-planning, you know, the end-of-life arrangements.
As I've said for a long time, we made our plans years ago at Singing Hills Memorial Park. In fact, the property's gone up in value. So, I mean, you know, it's all good.
When you do pre-plan, you freeze today's costs.
I mean, it's gorgeous. Out on the hills, just a lovely spot. And I know a lot of people, when they discover it, come by and say, well, let me take a look around. And you welcome that.
We'll give you a tour. We'll answer all the questions and help you prepare, you know. And if you do it together, and that way there's no questions at the time of death.
Do yourself and your loved ones a great service. Call Singing Hills Memorial Park today.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, I'm just looking outside. I just want to say what a great day it is. You want to know why it's a great day? Because we're here together in the Lord, enjoying fellowship, enjoying each other's company, beautiful weather, traffic's not so bad. And all of that, plus we don't live in Cleveland, Ohio. So all those things put together, I think are definitely worthwhile. I want to do... Somebody like, why would you say that? Why not? I want to do something that's going to be really barn burning. Is barn burning a phrase? Is barn like barn burner? Isn't that usually used with some kind of pitcher who's throwing or is it something else? Is it like the game was a barn burner or something like that? Is there something along the meaning it was hot or something?
I don't know exactly what it means, but I've always heard it relate to sports.
Okay. But, I mean, if you think about a barn burning up, you think, wow, it's hot.
I think get out fast.
Yeah. Okay. This is a barn burner. So we're not going to get out fast, but it's a barn burner. And here's what this one is. What's my time on this? I got like 6 minutes, right? About into that range, right? Yes, no?
About.
Here is a couple of passages that I want to challenge you with governmentally wise, because on this radio show, not on every Christian teach and talk, but on this radio show, we talk about government issues, we talk about sports, we talk about food, we talk about entertainment, we talk about faith, we talk about our relationship with the Lord. We try to talk about everything, because that's what... the Christian walk has been for me. It's all about life, walking with Jesus and encountering life. We don't shy away from that. In fact, we were able to visit a church the other day, and the pastor did a wonderful job at this church. And you know what he talked about? He talked about sex. like, sex is not a dirty word. It was created by God. And he did a wonderful job talking about it and sharing about it. It was wonderful because he was, like, forward and helpful. I mean, it's, you know, I'm a little older. But, I mean, it was really good to hear the young people hearing some of the information. Talked about the greatness and the purity. And it was wonderful material. And we want to be able to look at everything and encounter everything and be honest about everything. I'm going through the passages the other day on Saturday, and I came across Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and verse 4 say some pretty interesting things. I want to talk about it. I'm going to use the passage, and then I'm going to comment to it. And the passage is this, the two passages primarily is this, Romans 13:1. Now, this is out of the Holman Christian Standard Version, which is a different translation. Okay, it is a different translation, but the application is exactly the same in all the translations. It says this, Romans chapter 13, verse 1, everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God. Here's verse 4, for government is God's servant for your good. Now, if you said that phrase right there, Romans chapter 13, verse 4, and you went even to our sister station on KCBQ, and you said to them, the passage in Romans 13, 4 says, for government is God's servant for your good, people would be getting sick all over the place. They'd be dropping like flies. But as a Christian, I can look at that passage, understand the context, understand what it's talking about, and apply it to my life. And not have a problem with that. I think we all should be able to do that. Here's the two passages again, and then we're going to talk about that process. First is verse 1, Romans 13:1. Everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God. And verse 4, for government is God's servant for your good. Now, it is true in all the other translations that the word government is often translated authorities. So it's say for authority is God's servant for your good, or it's translated he, it, or they. Now, that's true in about 26 versions, all the way going back to the King James. So the question for us to ask is, well, what about when government is going off the track? Do you submit to government when government's going down the wrong direction, so to speak? So, for example, if government is not, the scripture says government is God's servant for your good. What about when government is not working for your good? Certainly, there's not a person on this planet that would argue that during World War II Germany, that government was working for the good of the people and the good of the planet. Nobody would say that. I mean, they were trying to commit genocide against the Jewish people, against my own blood. And my own family was involved in that. And the bottom line is, was that government working for good? No. So that government had to be overthrown. You can't change that. You can't alter that. I think, you know, people are saying, well, this was this, and this was, it was the judgment of the Lord, which maybe it was, or certainly the Lord allowed it. There's no argument there. But you can make this statement. Germany acted in such an independent fashion from God that God rose the world up against it. You can say that statement and make that argument all day long. But what about when you're having the fight that we're having, which talks about the healthcare system and the taxes and the different arguments? That's not my, I'm not having a problem with healthcare and the different tax situation. The way I'm having a problem with them giving condoms to 10-year-olds and 9-year-olds. Because one is a decision of government structure. Another one is a direct violation of scripture. Encouraging children to have sex. Trying to make it all good. And if you think that through, you'll recognize, hey, wait a minute, that's so far off the pale. We cannot stand with that. And let's just understand this right now. What about when government is contrary to God? Well, scripture is clear. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we must obey God rather than men. There is no question. What we need to understand, though, is how do we interact with a government that we might not agree with in principle in certain things that we're doing. When we come back, we're going to take a peek at that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
How do you
navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive in Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow. Alim is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Goes up, must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, oh, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You like that? That's kind of like a 1940s voice. All right, he's in San Diego. Where is he? He's in San Diego. You know the place he went to? Yeah, it's kind of like San Diego. That's what I said. I still feel like it's San Diego. Okay, anyway, so let's go back to this. I want to finish this up. So as Americans and Christians, I want to talk about this portion. Now, I'm going to really challenge even robo-producer. I've called him on the carpet. This is one of those DDs, only 4 minutes long. You're going to go, oh. As Christians and as Americans, the question is, how do we reconcile these verses with our current political positions? Here's the scriptures. Everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except for God. That's Romans 13:1, Romans 13:4, for government is God's servant for your good. Now that's what the passage says. You want to dance around it? Dance. I don't care. I can get you a skirt, a hula skirt, if that'll help. Bottom line is this. When a government is not working for the good of the people, like Germany was not working for the good of the people, then I believe God uprises nations and overthrows. So that's no big deal. That doesn't bother me. When a government is contrary to God, when a government functions in direct opposition to the commands of God, So in the commandments of God, abortion is not okay. When the government says, no, no, abort, 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 the Bible is very clear in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. It says we must obey God rather than men. It's not an option. That's no big deal. But here's the things I want to say, and this is an important part for you to understand, and I'm going to drop a little flower in your lap. Here we go. The Bible is filled with examples of people being used by God, of armies being used by God, and nations being used by God to overthrow governments. In fact, 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings are loaded with about 25 examples. The Bible is also clear that when leadership is perverted, it is challenged. And for a New Testament example, when Peter went rogue in the kingdom, it was the Apostle Paul that called him on the carpet and said, that's wrong. What you're doing is wrong. So challenging leadership is not a new concept in biblical terms. But we need to understand something as Americans. First and foremost, we're Christians. Okay, that's the position of our faith. Second, we're Americans. In other words, if I grew up in Israel but still believe in Jesus, I'd still be a Christian first, then an Israeli second. I mean, I'm just trying to give you that differential. If you make a faith decision, faith is first. Your geographical location is your geographical location, where you're from. Fine. But here in the United States, and listen to this, we created a government whereby the people are entitled and encouraged to challenge the government. In other words, in our country, the way that we set it up, in the federal, state, and local levels, we set it up to challenge. And when the founders put the country together, they were like, you know, government seems to just take control and pervert like kings all the time. Maybe we should set up a system where the people can go, no, you can't do that. And that's how we set it up. So when you hear Christians challenging, they're not doing something that's contrary to the government. In fact, they're actually operating in the framework of our government because we're encouraged to participate. Whenever the people feel that the government is acting inappropriately towards the benefit of the nation or the people, and whether it's the collective or the individual, and there's a grievance between government and people, our nation set it up to say, you can protest. You can vote contrary, you can alter. That's how the Christian reconciles. If you don't agree in our system of government, we have the chance and the opportunity to challenge it. And there's nothing wrong with that. The point of that is this. As a Christian, as believers, I think what takes place is people say, well, I don't want to get involved. Because you don't want to know why? Because I want to make money, and I want to have a nice car, and I want to have a boat, and I want to be able to go on an island. And I want to be able to go to Cancun for a week and come back and have nobody care. One of the best reasons for Christians to get involved in the political process, and for Christians to get involved with government, as well as every other faith, to be quite honest, is without any kind of light on the hill, the blind leaders will continually lead the people blindly. Now, what does that mean? That means that when leadership ascends to leadership for the sake of personal gain, they pervert the position. And I don't care if a person is of a different background, as long as they understand that the purpose of leadership is servanthood, and it's to make a maximus or a better element for the collective, not to line their pockets. So from a Christian faith point of view, the reason you should get involved is because if you don't, we're just going to let the blind keep leading blindly. But why would you want that? Our nation set up so we don't have to have that. We're given permission by our government in the creation of our government to say, wait a minute, you guys are doing all this stuff to line your pockets. How about taking care of the people? And that's why we've developed a system we have. So when people say, well, I don't want to get involved, well, that's why you got what you got. You got, you got that because you didn't get involved. And in our system, God can be first in all cases because the government that this system was created by allows the people to challenge the government. That's the difference. You see, that's the difference between that and some kind of dictatorship. Got it? Good. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got a special guest in studio, and you are going to be challenged. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside, March 27th at 6 p.m. for a free educational reverse mortgage workshop. Call 866-611-30 or online at aramco.biz. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. BRE 01853626, NMLS 277316.
Kate Ledson here with the Agua Hediondo Lagoon Foundation. Because we care about keeping our waterways clean and healthy in San Diego and around the world, we invite you to join our Tip Top Run, a 5 or a 10K course on March 22nd. Your early bird entry fee of only $45 will help keep the lagoon beautiful and the Discovery Centre open year-round. Thanks to our sponsor, Tip Top Meats in Carlsbad, your entry fee includes delicious food, incredible fun for the family, and a cool T-shirt. If clean, healthy water is important to you too, then come celebrate World Water Day at Agua Hediondo Lagoon on Saturday, March 22nd. Get your exercise with our Tip Top Run and then exercise your brain at our fascinating Discovery Centre. Come see my favourites, Lincoln and Winston, the Australian Bearded Dragons. They live at the centre. To register, go to aguahedionda.org. That's aguahedionda.org. And make a difference on World Water Day. Good on you.
Your healthcare is in jeopardy. Even if you have employer-provided insurance, your plan and even your job could be affected by the new healthcare law. Best-selling author Betsy McCoy's all-new book, Beating Obamacare 2014, has the latest information about what options you may have to protect your healthcare and possibly lower your premium. A special offer is yours if you log on today. BeatingObamacare2014.com. We'll let you sample the first chapter free. That's BeatingObamacare2014.com.
Our family has been chosen for a great task.
Since the beginning of time,
a great flood is coming.
The world's most epic story.
I have to save the innocent.
Has only been imagined.
When you stand alone and defy me,
I'm not alone.
On March 28th,
take the ark!
He chose you for a reason, Noah.
The story comes to life.
It begins.
Noah. This film is now yet rated in theaters and IMAX March 28th. Noah is inspired by the book of Genesis. The artistic license has been taken. We believe the film is true to the values and integrity of the biblical story.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life. Everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Dear friends, we are here to say goodbye to Joey and Doll, giving them eternal rest in their favorite wood, a pine box.
Pine? We love pine.
No, don't eat the casket. Oh, what the hay? Give me a piece of that.
It's true. Termites love wood. Your wood. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. Fortunately, our inspectors know how to find and eliminate termites before they eat your home. By using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods, you won't hear termites talking or singing ever again when Ecola's around. Right now, new customers get $100 off any termite work. So call us for a free home estimate, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Hey, don't listen to her. She's not nice to termites.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-BUGS.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and sometimes heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. which is better than Cleveland, Ohio. Anyway, the only reason I do that, people are like, why do you do that? Why do you do that? Well, because Ohio State Ron is six doors down. And since I'm from Michigan, that's just something you do. That's how that works. Okay, so for, about 2 months? I think about 2 months or so, I've been talking to you about Tarek and iBuyTerm.com. So we've been having these conversations, and I told you he was coming into the studio, and he is, in fact, here in the studio. Tarek, say hello to the audience.
Hello.
All right, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so Monday, I have him come in. What's our big plan? What's your big plan today, Dave? There is no plan. There's no plan.
No plan.
Why? Well, because I'm kind of generally sick of the financial model for the radio. Who cares? I want it to be decent, interesting radio that has some kind of application to my life, and I find it fascinating. So when we come in, people think, oh, it's scripted. None of it's scripted. I mean, I have sheets of paper all over. I have no idea what I'm doing moment to moment. That's what makes this whole thing fun.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, so let's talk about iBuyTerm.com and what the term life insurance does. What's the big keys that it does and helps people with? Because I've been talking to people. We'll get into my personal story in a second. Tell me about iBuyTerm.com. What does term life insurance do?
Super. So term life insurance, you buy a contract from the insurance company for a period of time. It could be 20 years, for example. If you pass away in that 20 years, your family gets a specified amount of cash.
That's not a bad deal, depending on what the deal is,
that's
right?
That's the deal.
Now, you work with how many different companies?
Over 100 now.
Okay. So when I said the other day on the air, I said that you're working with over 100 companies. I don't know how you guys do that. And I don't. I mean, I don't get, do you have this program that kind of runs through all the different?
Super. So it's all software. It's all software driven. So based on the criteria that we get from the client or the prospect, whoever, the person that we're talking to, they come back and we input this information in, and our software and our system tells us, hey, this is the best company to do business with for this gentleman.
Okay, and it's not just pricing, it's also the rating of the company.
Correct. Good company. So we deal with A-plus and double-A rated companies only. So AM Best, Standard & Poor's, Fitch, these guys, third-party rating agencies rate these insurance companies, and we deal with only A-plus and double-A and higher.
Cool. Okay, so that gives you, there's a quality element there.
Absolutely.
All right, and that's really important. All right, now let's talk about I think people are unaware of, and I think your story is one of the better stories, and I've used it many times, by the way, on the CVS story.
Oh, okay, okay.
So tell the story. People are like, nah, it didn't happen. It's like, no, he's telling me, and then, nah, that didn't happen. I was like, no, listen to the story. So tell them what happened about the guy with at CVS.
Okay, so this is, I guess, about 30 days ago. So
okay.
A gentleman calls me. He says, hey, I only have a few minutes. My wife walked into CVS. I'm in the car. He says, how much time do we need? I said, we'll speed through this. 15 minutes later, we take an application on him over the phone. And so that's really what iBuyTerm is about is, hey, if you're driving to work, you're commuting, you're listening to David Spoon, and you want to make a phone call and find out some information about life insurance or even take an application, we can do that with you over the phone.
Okay, so a couple things for people to know on that. 619-344-2727.
That's it.
Okay, so let's make sure you get that. 619-344-2727. That's number one. Number two, I told you guys somebody did an application while he was waiting in the parking lot for CVS. told you. See, they were thinking no. No, I'm saying no, that's what happened. We were talking about it. So for the simplicity of it is it's life insurance that's made easy and affordable. And honorable, we'll talk about the honorable part in a second. But it's easy. It's not a complex system. And people can go on iBuyTerm.com,
correct,
fill out the information, or they can call you directly. They can kind of do it either way, right?
Yep. Yes.
Is it faster online than it is talking to you, or is it kind of the same?
You know, if you spend some time online, you're probably going to read a lot of stuff, and it's probably going to take you a little bit longer, sure. I can answer the questions, or somebody can answer the questions directly to what your specifications are.
Okay, so it's not that it's better, but I mean you're more likely to read all the little elements online.
Sure.
That's going to take you a little bit extra time. And we talked about this before, and I want to make sure that people understand. People that are 18, they're not thinking life insurance. I mean, it's just
not.
They're not thinking that way. But the three big elements you talked about last time were debt, college education, and replacement income.
That's it.
And I'm not sure it's in what order is what. For me, it'd be replacement income because my wife works full time and I work full time, and together we put our incomes together, and then we can buy dog food for the dog. Because without that, we ain't buying dog food for the dog.
The dog that sleeps in the bed with you.
Yeah, the dog that sleeps in the bed with his head on the pillow, which is kind of weird, but we're working on that. So people don't realize how important that is or how sudden that is. If something happens, that income is gone. As great as a company is that's working with your spouse or, you know, your significant other, or even your children, if you're all working in a collective and your kids are contributing, if that any income like that disappears, it's gone. It's not coming back because the company's nice.
Your paycheck is not going to come home.
Yeah. That's really, it's really a harsh, it's a harsh reality, but it's a reality in the world we're in.
That's it. It's absolutely true. So, I mean, if and I'm going to pick on you since you're in front of me.
Yeah.
If you disappear today, right, you're, paycheck, your income is not going to continue to come home. KPRZ is not going to continue to pay your wife for being there.
You can bet a bazillion dollars on that. You can bet a bazillion trazillion dollars on that.
I'll take that bet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there you can be absolutely positive that they will not continue to pay. I mean, that's just a fact.
That's it.
So if I don't have the coverage, and that's something that we've even talked about. We had a conversation after you came on board on the David Spoon Experience. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. And we're like, you know, well, we have these little pieces. We have like a piecemeal. And I think a lot of people do have this, where they'll have some maybe minor health insurance and they get like a $5,000 rider or something that comes with it. But if you add it up, and we did that, it's like it's sufficient to put me in the ground.
Sure.
But it's not sufficient for my wife to maintain any kind of lifestyle for not even 6 months, let alone 12.
At the very least, you should have something in place to buy her some time.
Right.
That way she can settle into her new life.
Yeah. And I think that's important that people don't think of it in those terms, because in the honesty and the Christian honesty element to that we operate in, some people are like, well, I don't want to think about that. Well, I don't want to think about a lot of things. I don't want to think about a persecution that's going to break out if there's no pre-trib rapture. But if there's no pre-trib rapture, guess what? I mean, it's like, you know, it's like you have to deal with it, and running away from it or burying your head in the sand is probably not a solution, a financial solution.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. So I think that's an important point. And then the other thing I asked you, and this is important to me as well, understanding the dollar amounts. In other words, I think people are thinking, oh, well, I've seen a commercial where you can get $60 million worth of life insurance for 55 cents. It's like, no, you can't. I mean, who believes that stuff, right? It's true if you're a mouse. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but what is it? If you're in your 40s and 50s, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, I mean, you just go through that range.
Okay.
What are you looking at? Yeah, I mean, if somebody's looking at a $50,000 policy.
$20.
Okay, so if they're in their 60s, probably more like 35, 40 into that
range?
That's
correct. That's correct.
Okay, so
there's an element of health, right? So if you're a healthy individual, a healthy 50, 60, 70-year-old person, male or female, you know, the $20, $30 range amount is typically what you're going to spend. Now, if you have some ailments and you have some things going on, the premium or the cost per month is relative to your risk.
Okay, so it changes based on what you have going on in life.
Sure.
Okay, but typically, and I don't know if this is true or not, you can tell me because I don't know. Do people who encounter some health ailment after they've encountered one kind of major health ailment, do they then go, oh, I need life insurance? I mean, is that kind of a wake-up call?
It is. I should have taken care of this a while back. You think I can still get it? I get those conversations. I get those phone calls. Hey, I just got diagnosed with cancer. Do you think I can get this now? It's a little bit too late. The insurance companies don't want to take that risk. And I think if you as a listener, you're the insurance company, you wouldn't bet that dollar on someone making it through or, you know, surviving through some sort of serious sickness or ailment.
Right. So you got to think of this a little bit ahead of time. And then if you have some issue and it turns out not to be cancerous, but just like, oh, well, this is you getting older. This is, you know, that noise you heard in your body was you in your 50s. Get used to that.
Right.
You need to be aware. Hey, we need to make sure that we're taking care of one another, take care of the family.
The whole idea is to get it sooner rather than later.
Because it's cheaper, isn't it?
It's always cheaper. Yeah. So another piece of the puzzle is your age, and the older you get, the higher the premium is, higher the cost is.
Right. That's a good point. All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. Take a short break and come back. We're going to have more Tarek and iByTerm.com. Here's the couple things I want you to remember. iByTerm.com, that's the website, 619-344-2727, 619-344-2727. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Experience the desert magic of La Casa del Zorro Resort in Borrego Springs. The resort's undergone a huge makeover, and the new Balance Spa Salon is open to complete your tranquil and rejuvenating getaway. See LaCasaDelZorro.com or call 760-767-0100.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. As Jesus once said, I come to serve, not to be served. That's been my motto for over 35 years. Our number one priority should be the safest place we can put our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or just money we want to keep from losing. Think about this. Gold can go backwards, silver, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, but not my indexed annuity. The safest place historically to put money? Insurance companies. You can't lose any principal or growth due to stock market decline. Get like stock market growth without the risk. And now, currently, earn over 11%. First year, guaranteed only. What other product does all that without the risk? Call me at 1-800-553-6247. No one in this country has ever lost a penny due to stock market decline. No commission you pay me, and no annual fees. Why do you think I've been on the radio so long? My product does what it says, and I do what I say. Protect what you've earned and worked hard for. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Here in America, most of us wake up in a nice bed, have a decent breakfast, and head off to start the day. In Mozambique, where the AIDS crisis has devastated the country, there are orphans who wake up in a garbage dump and try to find anything they can to eat. Cross International, a worldwide Christian relief organization, partners with local pastors and families in Mozambique to place these precious little ones into a Christian home. Cross cuts through the red tape and makes sure that more than 95% of every dollar donated goes directly to this particular project. If you're a business owner and donate $1,000 to help Cross rescue these orphans, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages professionally produced for your business. Your $1,000 will also enable 15 orphans to be placed into a Christian home right there in their own region. Call Ron at KPRZ right now if you'd like to become a business benefactor. And join us as we partner with Cross International to rescue children in Mozambique.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm just taking a look outside. So in studio with us is Tarek from iByTerm.com. But before we get to him, I'm just looking outside, looking at the traffic. Yeah. See, it's always decent. 2, 2.15, 2.30, 3 o'clock. And then 3.30, 3.45, everybody converges at the same time.
David, just, how do you make that noise again?
Believe me, that's part of the problem is I can make those noises all day long. Talk to me about, we've been talking about iByTerm.com. By the way, the phone number, 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. Something that my wife and I have discussed. We were just discussing this off off air. We were going through our own stuff. I think we're running about 35,000 short from what we think is a good opportunity for either one of us to kind of do a fresh start. And the big thing about the term life insurance is it gives the other person or the family the space. And that's what I think people are not thinking through. It's like, well, something happens, you got to deal with it. You got to take care of the family. And then, and the weeks after when somebody departs, there's that space where sometimes we need a little recovery. And even if you didn't need the recovery time, you need the income coverage. And that's something I think people don't think about. Is this all lead to, and we talked about this again, the uncertainty? It's just you don't know. So it's like one way or another, you're throwing dice, right?
That's huge.
Okay. How, I mean, it's life's pretty uncertain. Let's talk about that example we were talking about.
And one of the topics that we were talking about was the Malaysia flight, right? So that's pretty scary. And my girlfriend and I were talking about it this morning about how that could have been any of us. We could have been flying back from Australia. We could have been flying just somewhere on that region of the world. And 239 people are just missing. They're just gone. The flight's gone. The entire plane. Nobody knows. And that uncertainty is pretty scary.
Yeah, I think that people don't think, well, that's in Malaysia. There were four Americans on that flight, so let's not lose sight. In fact, there were two of them, I think, at least two of them were children. So, I mean, it's like you don't think in those terms of you have no idea. And you were mentioning and let's just bring it up. I mean, I'm not trying to be morbid, but you were talking about the lady that flew off in the car today, which I didn't even hear about yet because I've been cut off internet connection because they locked me out of the system. Thank you very much. Which I won't start complaining about. I already have to repent for all my complaining on that later. But what has she flew off the freeway and landed on another car?
So today on the 805 in North Park, and some of you guys might see this later today when you get home, a lady flew off. So 805, there's that big embankment, and mm-hmm. it's about 90 to 100 feet. And something happened, and she flew off the top of the highway onto the 805 and flipped her car on top of another car. And she landed on top of an FBI agent. She missed him, right? She landed on the passenger side, and he was able to get out and walk away.
Amazing.
Amazing. She has some injuries for sure, but you just don't know. You never know. I mean, who would have thought that a car would have flown 90 feet from nowhere and land on top of your car? That could have been anybody else.
Yeah, and you would never think that. Oh, that never happened. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that guy probably thought that would never never happen until the car lands right next to on top of his car.
On top of his car.
Here's the whole point. The point is, there's a sense of security about life insurance that is, and it's something I've always liked. I'm just one of those things. Being a Christian, I like the security of my eternal life, and I like the security of life insurance because I think it gives a comfort level for the unanticipated / unknown / unrevealed time that's forward. I mean, we're all geniuses when it comes to the past. But when it comes to the future, we're all morons. And let's just call it what it is.
Sure.
You know what happened 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes from now, you have no idea. I mean, God could just go, party's over, done. It's like, that, just done. But the point of that is that if something happens, you want that preparation. You want that security. You want that feeling of, hey, no matter what happens, if the Lord tarries and I'm not here, but my spouse is or my kids are, I've given them something to carry on with to keep going.
And David, I'm going to add to that. When you talk about feelings, and I've bought a number of policies, so I've stacked a number of policies on top of what I have. But every time that I go through my own personal, hey, how much more life insurance or how much more of this do I need? And I go and I buy another policy. There's this weight that's just lifted off of me, and there's a feeling like no other when I take care of that. And I hear that from a lot of my clients. I say, you know what? I can check that box. You know, I feel good. This conversation wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And this is a lot easier than it's ever been.
Yeah. I like that. That was good. That was really good at the end. Next time you come in, I want to kind of key in on that. That's a really good point. 619-344-2727. 619-344-2727. iByTerm.com with our good friend Tarek. And if you have any questions, we call him. Just talk to him. It doesn't cost you anything to call and talk to somebody. Good. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then we're coming back tomorrow for more insanity of Spoonanity. See you then.
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you.